Mind Your Mindset to Supersize and Grow Your Business. Sharon Hornell from here, and I'm going to share a bunch of idioms about mind today. There's actually many, many idioms about mind, but I'm just going to share a list and then talk about a dozen or so ways that we can positively impact our mindset, because our discussion for No Nonsense November Day 14 today for the BU 365 Day Challenge is mindset is everything. And I'm sharing this month different life lessons that I've learned that have really had a positive impact on all different areas and aspects of my life, which then in turn affects how well I grow and build and supersize the different businesses I participate in. So what are some mind idioms? First and foremost, let me grab my magnifying glass. I brought my giant magnifying glass on the road with me. One, on your mind. I'd say mindset is everything, but I don't think mindset is everything is an idiom. It's just a saying. Come to mind, spring to mind, slip your mind, cross someone's mind, keep something in mind, bear something in mind, or someone in mind. Make up your mind. That's an important one. Decision making. Change your mind. Change someone else's mind. Take your mind off something. Sometimes we need to take our mind off something. Take someone else's mind off something. At the back of your mind. In the back of your mind, someone's mind goes blank. Does your mind ever go blank? We've seen and experienced that with my mind at times. Blow your mind, that's from the 1960s, hippie slang, when something surprised or delighted us. So lots of different idioms about mind, and that's just about 10 or 12 of them. There are actually probably hundreds of different idioms that talk about our mind. And there are, I'm sure, thousands and thousands of sayings that remind us of the importance of our mindset. How we think about things, how we see things, how open-minded we are or closed-minded, how flexible we are or rigid in our thoughts, our beliefs, and feelings, all impact how we grow and build and supersize our business. So what are some ways to create the mindset to become a better version of ourselves, which in turn impacts positively the business that we're trying to grow, the things we're trying to create in the world? We've talked about many of these things before, but I'm just going to run through a quick list of them. And today, I would love it if you would share your favorite mind idiom or your favorite way to change or positively impact your mindset. So what are some things that I've done before? Define your own success. We've definitely talked about we get to decide what everything means. Success is one of those things. What supersizing your business looks like to you is different than it looks like for anyone else. Maybe it involves money or a monetary goal. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it involves impacting a certain category or number of people. Maybe it's to change the world and make the world a better place. And you have different ways of defining that for you. Find what's unique about you and special about you and build on your strengths and the things that you bring to the world. Become a better communicator. Focus on improving your language. That's what this little segment is all about, is looking at things and words and communicating from a different perspective. Surround yourself with good people. Read and learn new things. Focus on your health. Take accountability and responsibility for your actions. Ask for help when you need it. Practice patience and understanding. Get outside of your comfort zone. Create your own daily habits. Create new daily habits, right? If we can automate things that move us toward the goals and objectives that we have for our life, including building and supersizing our business, that makes achieving them so much easier. And then finally, just be yourself. I guarantee I've talked about all those things over the last couple of years, sharing idioms, because they're all things that are inherent in what's important to me. And that's why I show up, is to share what has worked for me in the past, hoping that it can be an example for you. So share in the comments below your favorite mind idiom and or your favorite way to impact positively your mindset. Have an awesome day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.